Hello, and welcome to Pro EFT Radio with Lindsay Kinney, EFT Master. Hello, and welcome to Pro EFT Radio with Lindsay Kinney, EFT Master. If you're new to EFT, please visit us at proeft.com after the show to familiarize yourself with meridian tapping. It's important to learn the basics of EFT in order to get the most out of the material we'll be covering in these programs. You'll find a wealth of free resources at proeft.com, including a free starter program that will help you build on a solid foundation for tapping. Now, here's Lindsay.
Hi, everyone. I swear to God, I've got some techno gremlins. It seems like every introduction, there's a little glitch, and I didn't want you guys to be disappointed. So I invited that gremlin back for tonight. But it's worth it because we have as a balance one of my favorite people who I don't think she knows she's one of my favorite people, but that's my fault for not letting her know. But tonight we have Valerie Ozu, who was actually one of my very first Level 3 graduates about 6 years or 7 years ago, whenever that was, for Pro EFT. And she has since become a certified Pro EFT practitioner, a certified AMET trainer most recently. She is a nurse practitioner, not to be confused with a regular old registered nurse. That's quite a high accomplishment, being a nurse practitioner. She's also a nurse midwife, was in the medical field for a large institution for over 30 years as a nurse practitioner as well. And Valerie specializes in women's issues and particularly things, well, I'll let her tell you more about that, but she likes to balance a woman's life, with nutrition and a healthy lifestyle, and uses EFT and other modalities to do that. And since I've known Valerie now 6 or 7 years, she has always continued to seek out new ways to improve health and wellness. She's also the founder of the Natural Health and Wellness Center in Vacaville, California, about an hour and a half from me here in the Bay Area. And I'm really happy to have Valerie with us tonight. We're going to take some questions during the show and at the end of the show, so I want you to be sure to call in if you have questions. Keep them short, and we'll see how many we can answer tonight. And I'm going to give you that number now, 760-683-2626. That's 760-683-2626. Now I'd like to welcome Valerie. Welcome, Valerie. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Lindsay. It's so good to be on your show. I feel incredibly blessed. Thank you for having me. And I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to express my gratitude to you as my trainer and mentor and friend, and to actually educate people on how they can use EFT in their own wellness.
Well, you've always inspired me because you continue to seek out wellness and how people can improve their health. And I remember the very first conversation we had and where I was at the time. Now, that's pretty unusual given I have thousands of students and clients, but that's how much of an impact you've had on me, and it's because of your genuine caring and compassion and your genuine commitment to others and the pro bono work you do and everything else. So I'm really excited to have you. So tell us a little bit more about yourself, how you found EFT, and how you melded that together with your nutritional and other wellness programs.
Well, I was kind of moving along, doing my career work, working as a nurse practitioner, nurse midwife, and my personal growth habits, I started doing research. I get a lot of people coming in at the clinic wanting to know how to improve their health without drugs. And even though I worked in a medical facility, I always believe that a person should have a choice in how they wanted to care for themselves. And I knew that I wasn't one who always used drugs or medications. So I started searching for myself. I was working full-time as a nurse practitioner, and I was going through some of my own hormone issues. Plus, being a single mom, I had teens, and they were going through their teen hormone issues. And it sort of added up, and I just was kind of looking around, and I looked on, I saw this website, and it said Learn EFT, and it said Gary Craig. And I'm the kind of person that I'll try anything once, and I'm pretty open-minded to alternative kinds of care. And I decided to check it out, so I called Gary, and he gave me your name and number. And when I asked him where you were, he said, in San Rafael. I said, oh, that's too far. I said, do you know of anyone closer? And he said, no, you don't want someone closer. You want someone good. And
oh,
as soon as he said that, I knew that you were the person to call. So that's how it started, and it's kind of been history since. And you're right, it's been about 6 or 7 years, and we've done some work together. I've taken probably all your classes. I've learned a tremendous amount, and I applied it to my clinical work. I would have women coming in crying or upset. I'll never forget, one woman had cheated on her husband, and she was so overwhelmed with guilt. She sat down. As soon as I walked in the room, she burst out into tears, and I just asked for permission to tap, and I started tapping on her, and she finally calmed down enough to tell me the story. And we, you know, I worked through it, and we discussed it, and we moved on. And I started using it a lot on my clients, especially in those moments when a practitioner walks in a room and someone just bursts out into tears. And I do have a great sense of compassion for people, and that's probably what draws me to you, Lindsay, because you're so compassionate too. And so women who have fears of procedures, I started using it with women. I actually kind of held my own little secret classes one-on-one sessions with people, especially if they had a major surgery coming up, and it worked. And I just knew that this was something I wanted to learn more about. And with all the stressors, I decided that maybe one day when I'm no longer working in a clinic, I would like to fulfill my passion and work in my own wellness clinic. And so, Lindsay, thank you, because if it weren't for you, I wouldn't have my wellness center. So I appreciate it deeply.
Well, you did it yourself, and I know that was a dream for you. And it's interesting that you're a midwife, because it was kind of like giving birth to a whole clinic, wasn't it? Giving birth to a family all at one time, except with a much bigger financial responsibility.
Yes, that's probably the best way to look at it.
So Valerie, tell us some of the major things that you work on with women. What are some of their issues that you find are very common that women come to you with?
Well, I do volunteer work for Physicians for Human Rights, so I do physical exams for women who have been raped and tortured and abused. And I've used a little bit of the EFT with them, but mostly my work with them is their asylum status. And so my paying attention to detail is important to them. However, I'm seeing a growing need for these women. I work with women who've had trauma in their life, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, weight issues, definitely hormone issues. That's a big interest of mine. And the most medical clinics don't do women justice and do not give them the amount of education or options in working with their hormones. And I worked with the EFT on some of my hormone issues, and it did help me with relaxing and decreasing hot flashes. And I know some people said that it doesn't help them with that, but it works differently for everyone. And procedures, childbirth, I've worked with a woman who was told when she was 18 that she had the Harrington rods in her back, that she could never get pregnant. If she did, she'd be on complete bed rest. And if she had a delivery, she'd have to have a cesarean. So she comes into the clinic, and I'm seeing her, and I notice that she's gaining a lot of weight, and I'm pretty direct in my approach, and I just said, okay, so what's bothering you? Why are you gaining so much weight? And she said, and she told me the story, and I said, you know, let's, maybe he's right, maybe not. And so let's work on it. So I actually, this was when I first started with you, Lindsay, and I had a chiropractor who let me borrow space. And so I met her there, and I worked with her using the EFT, and she delivered vaginally without pain medicine, and she did great.
Wow.
We totally reversed that hypnotic trance that that doctor put in her. So that's just kind of some of the work I do.
Well, but what did you do? Tap on letting go of the beliefs that she had about that?
Yes, I my work is empowering women to realize that they're no longer victims, that they can take charge of their health. And so I helped her release some of those negative beliefs and to try to give her back the power to do the best she could. Of course, I give her the option if she felt like she needed the pain medicine or she needed whatever she needed to get through it. That was her option, but she got to choose. And she felt that she was able to handle it really well, and she was very grateful for the work.
My gosh, I need a spinal tap sometimes to get my teeth cleaned. So I can't imagine having childbirth without it, but that's good for you. Valerie, I'm going to ask a question right off front that somebody emailed me earlier today, because we're talking about pregnancy, and this I thought this was kind of an interesting question, and she even said maybe this sounds strange, but I have some metal fillings. I'm not sure what they are. I assume she means whether they're silver or whatever, but if I don't have any symptoms of any kind, I've heard those metal fillings could affect my hormones or my current pregnancy. Is that true?
Well, it's funny that you should mention that, because that has always been on the back of my mind with my daughter. When someone is pregnant, you don't want to have the silver fillings removed. You don't want them put in, and you definitely want to try to avoid getting them polished, because it does release more mercury vapor. As far as myself, I actually had the dental work. You always want to, do all the right things when you're pregnant. I was the good nursing mom. Got all the shots, did all the things I was told to do, because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. And when I had my dental work done, I had my teeth polished, and of course I had a lot of silver fillings. I've had silver fillings since I was 5. And my daughter, I suspect, has always had a little bit of ADD or ADHD, and she'd probably shoot me if she knew I was saying this. However, she actually brought it up to me one day and said that she felt like she had it. And so in doing more research, I found that heavy metals are incredibly toxic to the body. And I've had moms who have felt that their children were autistic because they dealt with these silver fillings either right at conception or right early in the pregnancy, And so working with silver fillings is, you don't want to get your teeth polished, and you just want to leave them alone until after the delivery. You don't want to do any kind of heavy metal release or anything in pregnancy.
But
Did that answer your question?
I think it's her question. I think if I'm understanding you right, if you are pregnant and you know you have some metal fillings, leave it alone. If you want to get pregnant, then it might be a good time to go in and get that checked out and consider having them changed or removed. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Long before you get pregnant. Don't do anything.
Right.
If you're already pregnant, just leave it alone until after the delivery.
Well, let's speak to me about that, Valerie. What's wrong with metal fillings? I was surprised by this question. I have some, which may, maybe that answers some of my problems. What's wrong with metal fillings?
Well, mercury is extremely toxic, and it does nothing but cause health issues in people. In my work, when I use my kinesiology, I took some advanced coursework in kinesiology and nutrition. And the clients that I see, those that have cancer, are usually related to heavy metals or chemicals or sometimes both. and that weakens the immune system. So initially when we're younger, it may not be a problem. But as we get older, the longer we're exposed, because every time you chew or drink something hot, you release mercury vapor. You get your teeth polished, and they polish over those silver fillings, that actually releases more mercury vapor. And there's a lot of information on the YouTube about that. And go ahead.
You're saying mercury vapor. Are you saying that silver has mercury in it?
Absolutely. Okay. All those silver fillings that people have, that's mercury.
Wow. What about gold fillings?
Gold is gold, and there was one point in my work, in my own clearing toxins, that I was a little sensitive, but most clients that I see are not sensitive to the gold. Everybody is different. It just depends. But the more people keep their immune system stronger, the more they're able to keep their immune system strong to rid their body naturally of some of these toxins. It's just when it becomes an overload that our bodies have a hard time excreting it and getting it out of their system. And sometimes they need help, and that's what I did for myself. I had some abnormal cells. In a thermogram, which is a non-radiation form of breast cancer screening, and I had some abnormal cells. I worked with a practitioner who does the same work that I do, and I used the products to clear the heavy metals. And so then it took about a year and a half, and the next thermogram was normal. So I felt very comfortable with that. And since then, I've had all my silver fillings removed.
Well, I'm going to have to take a look at that myself. Let's talk some more about heavy metals. And I think a lot of people on the line are going, well, I don't have any, I don't like heavy metal music. I don't have any in my body. But I think people be surprised that things we might have that we intake, ingest, that might have metal of some kind in them. And I know in my workshops, as you know, we often test people, have them put a hand, if they have a metal plate in their hip or pins in their knees or something, we have them put one hand on that spot and then muscle test with the other arm or hand, and they'll be weak on that because that metal affects their body. So it's not just fillings, but pins and plates and things in our body and things we ingest. So would you speak about that for a minute? And more importantly, what do people do about it? So if they have metal in their bodies, how do they get rid of it?
Well, let me see if I can go down the list of questions here. The heavy metals, the silver fillings that people have, in time, it causes some sort of an effect on someone. It may be subtle. It could be the beginning of diabetes. It could be difficulty losing weight. That's kind of been my issue, and it's because these toxins sit in the fat cells. So we need not only the good nutrition, but we also need to mobilize and get more oxygen so that we can release it from the body. And there's a lot of other techniques and ways that people can do that. Definitely EFT works on that as well. And the plates and the nuts and bolts and screws that people have, most commonly, those are titanium. Those are not mercury. And, yes, I still have clients who come in. I have a lot of people who come in with dental implants, and sometimes that shows up as a weakness for them. So I have a couple products that I use to help balance their body. And once again, it's nutrition. If someone's eating a lot of sugar, that's weakening their immune system. And so I want to improve their nutrition so they build up their immune system naturally. I may use a product or two on them depending on what they test for. And I always use the kinesiology to test them for it. And we may use that for a short time. But then we use the EFT. And you showed that in class, one of the seminars I attended with you, and that a woman did have a metal plate in her hip, and she was weak, and then after a few rounds of EFT, then her arm was strong. And so EFT is very powerful in reversing those negative thoughts maybe the person may have about the surgery, but also the energy flow in the body. Because EFT is, as I explain to people, it's like acupuncture on the brain without needles. And so if you're tapping on all the meridian points, you're actually improving and increasing circulation and improving the flow of energy throughout the body, and that can only help the immune system.
That's right. It's actually, I actually have a pain, a tapping away pain and illness video on my website that I believe is on sale even now, and I don't mean this to be a commercial at all. It's just that there's the third part of that is asking your body to heal, and that in that part it tells you how to do things like desensitize yourself to metal plates, titanium, things that aren't toxic, that aren't poisonous. You ask your body to accept it as safe and healthy, and there's just a little simple verbal protocol as you're tapping, so that you tell your body, this is okay, don't fight this anymore and resist it, accept it. And the body goes, oh, okay, I've been trying to get rid of it, this metal plate or titanium pin or whatever it is. And that that's very effective. That's why they muscle test strong afterwards. But, Valerie, speak to what about people that have metal in their body somehow. They've ingested iodine or mercury or medications or something that are toxic. How do you use muscle testing for that and with them, and how do you get rid of stuff that's in their body? I have a lot of people that come to me that have some kind of metal poisoning in it that they've ingested somehow.
Well, it's not too difficult these days because, first off, there's mercury, and I've read too many reports from researchers and doctors who have said, even though I know we get the advertisements that the vaccines and injections do not have mercury, and they say they give the thermosol-free vaccines to pregnant women, but that's not true. And it was so frustrating because I wasn't allowed to say this to clients. There is an incredible amount of suppression in terms of what we're allowed to say to clients, and I always just encourage them to do the research. But vaccines, even the foods that we eat, unless you're eating organic, and sometimes now we even have to be cautious about what brand of organic we're eating or where we're getting it from, there is heavy metals, there's chemicals in the fertilizer. And not only that, but the runoff from the farm above. And So, for example, we had that the spinach contaminated with E. coli. Well, that wasn't the farm that had the problem. It was the runoff from the ranch above, and all the cattle are injected. They're injected with vaccines and hormones, and then we eat it. So if you have a plant that's got pesticide-laden, heavy metal-laden fertilizer, and you've got animals that are injected and fed foods that are also contaminated with heavy metals and chemicals, and then we eat it, then it goes into our body. People who work around petroleum products, dentists notoriously have a high rate of suicide and depression, and it's because of the heavy metals. I've worked with a local dentist, helping him with removing some of the heavy metal issues that he has. And so when people choose to have the heavy metals removed, they need to see a biological dentist, because there's a safe way to have it removed. And I know from personal experience, in the beginning I thought, oh, I'm doing all this detox, I'm fine, I don't need to see a biological dentist. And I was sick for a month, very sick with a real severe lung infection. Because I chose to go to a dentist, he removed a silver filling and he didn't really know what to do. So after that, there's a lot of ways to remove heavy metals out of the body. And most of all, people have to have a good digestive system in order for the body to eliminate it. So that's like the number one thing that I try to make sure that all the clients have good bowel movements, because if you don't, there's no way of excreting it. It's either through the kidneys, the bowels, the lungs, breathing it out, the skin. So, it's just a matter of balance through the body. So healthy eating, lots of water, organic fruits and vegetables, meats, poultry and pork without vaccines and hormones. So finding, grass-fed animals to eat, if that's what people want to do, then they need to really be cautious. Eggs, we need to be cautious about eggs as well, because not too long ago they were showing that arsenic is in the feed of some of the chickens. So the eggs, of course, are going to have arsenic in it. so there's more toxins that way. So getting farm fresh eggs that, from chickens that are not injected and are free to roam and fed healthy feed is very important.
All right, I get that. We sound like we live in a sewer almost, and I know you're big on organic food, and I buy organic when I can with just about everything. That helps, but if, again, if somebody knows they have this in them, so they could start eating organically and really watching what they eat, but that's they know they've got some toxin stuff in them. Would you put them on some kind of special nutrition or supplemental diet, or would you use EFT or both?
I would do both. First, lay the foundation with nutrition. Well, it depends on where the person is, but I would lay the foundation of a good nutritional program. And some of the products that I've used include things that have bentonite clay, chlorella, but you have to be careful because people try to just go to the health food store or go online and start buying all this stuff. It's much better to work with someone, especially if they're having health issues related to heavy metal toxicity. But there are some products too. What I use are things that help to pull out the heavy metals and to actually help it to get passed out through the gut. And so that's why it's so important to have good bowel movements. I use the EFT because it, you know, when these heavy metals are stuck in different organs and it affects that organ, you know, for example, if someone has poor digestion and they're not having good bowel movements, then I work with them to help release the emotional issues that can be held up so that they can have better bowel movements and get those toxins out. So it's a combination. Then there's also sometimes I may even do hair analysis so I can see that the heavy metals are starting to decrease in the body. But initially, if someone starts working with me, usually when you do a hair analysis, it's not very high. It's only after you start releasing some of the heavy metals and getting it out of the system that it shows up in the hair. I actually have clients. I have an older woman in her mid-60s. When she started working with me, she had silver fillings and had some health issues, and her hair was pretty white. And when she started working with me, I'm not kidding you, it was like you had to see it to believe it. Her hair was starting to turn back to strawberry blonde, her normal color. It was just amazing to me. And I've heard of that happening, but it was just amazing to see it.
Can we go back to a minute to where you said an older woman in her mid-60s? Did you really say that?
That was a cute.
Because I used to think that was old, too, but not anymore.
I'm sorry. You know, I have no business saying that. I'm knocking on that same door, too.
Yeah, be careful about that. The older people, you know, in their 90s, maybe. Valerie, you said something about, I know we have to talk about poop now for a minute, which is just so much fun to talk about. But you mentioned bowel movements and you need to have healthy ones. Well, that's like the same to an insomniac. Well, you need to get a good night's sleep. Well, yeah, really? So a person who has constipation issues or the other problem, you need a healthy BMs. And they're going, yeah, I know. So how do I do that? So how do you – and how is that related emotionally? So speak to that for our audience for a minute.
Okay. Well, I actually just had a client like that who had started with me a couple weeks ago. And she wanted to lose weight. People who come to see me, I have them fill out forms. I do the interview with them, and I always ask about silver fillings or dental work and a number of bowel movements a day. And she told me on the form and also verbally said that she had at least one daily. Well, actually, in my practice, that's called constipation. So I usually start out with, okay, because I always try to use food as medicine as opposed to jumping into using things on people. I suggested that she increase her water and her vegetables and try to maybe do some walking to help stimulate some more bowel movements. Well, she was insistent and she wanted to do a detox program. And what I have is a detox, but it's also a nutritional program, and it helps women with weight loss. And everything I use in my office is organic whole food supplements. So basically I'm putting people on the foods that they have not been eating that would have prevented the problem in the first place. So I called to check on her to see what her progress was, and she said that she had only had one bowel movement the entire week.
Ah.
And so I said, well, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
So I suggested she try taking 1 to 2 tablespoons of psyllium husks or maybe some ground flax seeds and add those to her smoothies. And or if that didn't work in a day or two, to actually start drinking a quart of prune juice every day. And she said she would do that, and I called her again in a couple of days. Well, nothing had happened for her. So it was at that point, and I was talking to her on the phone, she started to cry, and I was a little bewildered. I thought, okay, I know that constipation is difficult, but I didn't know it was that bad. And I was trying to give her more suggestions. And then she proceeded to tell me that she'd always had a problem with constipation since being a child, and that she was bullied in the second grade. This was as far back as she could remember. She had been bullied by her friends, and she was also an ugly duckling. And she said, and then all of a sudden, overnight, she woke up, and she was this beautiful young high school girl. And so she suddenly changed, but the bullying never stopped. And as you know, sometimes kids in school can be pretty cruel. And so anyway, the bullying went on to the point where she was actually threatened with physical harm. She was an honor student. She graduated from high school. She went on to a well-named collegiate school at college. And now she was starting her own law practice, and she felt like she was inadequate, overweight, and she was ugly again. Although I met her, and this woman is not ugly. So she said that she just kept this inside, and that she was crying while she was telling me this. And so I said, okay, let's just work on this. And she knew nothing about tapping or EFT. So I explained to her what I was going to do. And the other thing is that she was told when she was a young child, a doctor told her that she would probably always have problems with her bowels and constipation. So you can tell there's that negative electrical charge right there. And that always frustrates me, because if you instill no hope in someone, then they grow up thinking those negative thoughts and that there's no way out. And that, I've heard that from other physicians and practitioners before, and I just find that so frustrating. So anyway, I said, let's do some tapping, and let's see what we can do for you. So I asked her about that, and maybe, do you want to do a session now, or do you want to just talk about it?
Yeah. How did you handle her? And we can give people some, we can do like a mock tapping thing for people. So this is something you would use for someone who was full of it, who was constipated, or you want to tell about her specific thing, how you worked on her?
Well, I could tell you how I worked on it, and, you know, it's however you would like to do it. I tapped on the issues. I bundled all the emotions, second grade issues being bullied, the high school issues of being bullied, the trauma that she had from that, the negativity. And also, first off, we did a reversal, because even though anyone with that kind of trauma wants to let it go, it's so ingrained, it's so part of them, that unless we reverse it, then they won't get past it. So I wanted to do a reversal first and talk about all the negativity that she'd had, but that she was used to it, that it was kind of a bad friend hanging on. And I use a lot of humor when I work with people. And I just, you know, we worked on that. We completed the reversal. And then I bundled and put everything in a big, huge bag.
Now, hold on. Before you go any further, let's be specific for some of the people that don't know what you mean about the reversal neutralization. That's where you would tap on the karate chop and say, even though I don't want to let go of all of these childhood issues, whatever they are, even though I don't want to let them go for whatever reason, I still want to accept myself. Is that kind of how you handled her, something like that?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, yes.
And
then, go ahead.
Nope, you go ahead.
Well, that neutralized it, and it brought it back, kind of grounded her so that we could go to the next step where we could actually start working on releasing some of the negative emotion and trauma that she's had to live with for so many years.
Mm-hmm. Good. So then you just bundle those. If you want information on bundling baggage, you can find that on my website on proeft.com. There's some free things on it, but how you can put together a lot of things, all of those emotions. So when you're holding in negative feelings, and you think of that as whole restricting, you know, it's sort of like when we're afraid of something and we kind of get really stiff and we withdraw a little bit. And so emotionally, when we are holding things in emotionally, we're also holding things in physically. You know, our energy system is stuck, but then that also is constipating. It's like, holy crap, we're full of crap. And I've seen that time and time again, and other emotional things too. Sometimes if there's any shame around going to the bathroom, you know, if your brothers or sisters teased you or your parents made it sound like something dirty, or there's so many little things that can happen or big things that during our childhood that makes people ashamed of a natural function like that, that it can affect us later on in life. So you look in, if I'm hearing you right, you look into all of those possibilities so that you can see not just nutritionally but emotionally what might be causing them to be jammed up, so to speak.
Absolutely, because any holistic program needs to incorporate the emotions as well as the physical. I mean, I feel like I have quite a skill in evaluating people for stressors, and there's 5 stressors, by the way. Well, I should say 6, actually, because emotions is one. But there's also the heavy metals, the chemicals. It could be food sensitivities. It could be immune challenges, you know, like bacteria, fungus, parasites, those kinds of things. And it could also be scars, because that puts a block in the energy flow as well. So it's important. I feel that it's important, and I've had the most success working with clients when I look and incorporate you know, to eliminate all of those stressors. If they come up, I mean, I don't create them. They're there, and I find them. So eliminating those are good.
Metals, chemicals, sensitivities, scars, and what else?
Food sensitivities, and immune challenges. So that immune challenges are parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Mm-hmm. And then also scars. Believe it or not, scars can be an issue as well.
I'm really surprised. Why?
Because energy flow is constantly moving, and when there's a cut in the skin, for example, the energy can't continue to flow. It blocks it. It's kind of like the metaphor would be like a sponge. When water is running over a sponge, the sponge will absorb, and the water will keep running, and it collects the water. But at some point, that sponge is so saturated, it can't hold any more water. And so the water just starts dripping off of it. And that's what the energy flow is in our system. And so it's like from that scar, anything, it could misfire and cause a problem somewhere else. And the example I have for that is a woman who came in and she had constant herpes outbreaks every month, sometimes 2 and 3 times a month. And so I worked on her to eliminate sugars because, you know, that's part of the immune system issue. And we tried a few products. But I also use a cold laser. And also we discussed using EFT because she had a lot of stress. And so stress can also affect, you know, the frequency of infection outbreaks. And so my cold laser is the frequency of a healthy cell. And she started using that on her scar. And she could actually feel a change. Most people, when they use the scar, it actually can replenish healthy cells to the area up to about 90%. This woman's outbreak of herpes decreased to about 1 every 4 months. So she went from 2 to 3 a month to 1 every 4 months. And
wow.
As she improved her nutrition, it improved that much more.
Most of that was working on the scar, or was that a combination of the things you do?
It's always a combination.
Mm-hmm.
I do. It's working on clearing the toxin, building up the body, laying the foundation, clearing the toxins and getting rid of the emotional toxins that can contribute to it as well. Because most women are pretty embarrassed because they know when they first got it. They're angry, they're embarrassed, they're frustrated, they feel ugly. And so what I do is I work through that with them, and by building up their immune system, clearing the emotional connection to it, then they have a better healing. They actually, because you can get to a point where you don't have any outbreaks at all.
Well, that's interesting. If you ever isolated it so that it's, you find that it's one thing, or is it really a combination of all of those things that you do?
Well, it's hard to know. All I know is that if we try one thing, for example, people will try to do things on their own for a while, and they really eat healthy and they do well. I mean, I started, you know, trying to work with my teenagers. I wanted them to eat healthy, so everything was organic. We didn't really eat out much, and I thought it was a healthier place for them, but there was still some health issues that I had. So I had to figure out what was the next step, what's the next layer, so to speak, that I needed to work on. So I worked on the emotions, I worked on the nutrition, and then it was pulling out the toxins. So I start where people are at. For example, Wendy was a new client. I may have not worked with her on emotions right away until the opportunity presented itself. When she clearly showed that she had a strong emotional component to it, I didn't want to ignore it because I wasn't going to help her. And by the way, I saw her last Friday, and since Friday, she did start on a new product, but when we were tapping, I gave her a homework assignment and asked her to start tapping 2 to 3 times a day, and since Friday, she's been pooping 4 times a day. Because I just talked to her today, so it works.
Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you, Wendy, for sharing that. Okay, so I was going to ask you what happened to her. I don't think you had mentioned that's a pseudonym name, I assume, and that everything's coming out all right, so to speak.
Yes.
So, Valerie, I know that how people are. You and I are human, and, you know, so is everybody listening to this. And people take in stuff they eat and ingest things they shouldn't eat. Soda, diet sodas, sugar, caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, fats, chemicals and potato chips and oils and hydrogenated oil and all kinds of things we shouldn't eat. Is there a way that you can tap or use EFT as an example on how they can improve those health issues and those eating habits?
Yes. In fact, if it's okay, we can go ahead and do a round on using tapping and eliminating some of those issues and food cravings.
All right. Let's get everybody involved in this. And let me be the echo. And so everybody can tap along with us. And I highly recommend that you guys do this. We can't hear you. So you can talk, you can say it out loud, and Valerie will tell you where to tap and what to say, and I'll just echo that. Let's just do a round or so on eating healthy and eliminating sugars and junk that's not good for us.
Okay.
So how would you do that?
Well, what I'd start with is the reversal, because even though people want to, you know, have a wonderful life and be totally healthy, we still have these cravings that seem to kind of take over. So if we do a reversal and just, you know, tell ourselves, okay, I want to get rid of it, but no, I don't, kind of round, then if we do that reversal, then we can get on with the actual tapping. So let's start with the reversal, and we do that at the tapping points at the base of the small fingers, or like you're holding a book, you can tap on the side of your hands. And you would say, I'm going to use sugar because that's the real common thing, because a lot of the things you listed have sugar in them. So we could say sugar and fats. So even though I have this craving for sugar and fats.
And again, this is on the karate chop on the side of the hand. Even though I have this craving for sugar and fats.
It's hard for me to let it go.
It's hard for me to let it go. Now, everybody do this with us, whether or not you have that issue or not. Just tap along with us. You'll get more out of it. Go ahead, Valerie.
All right. Even though I have this craving for sugar.
even though I have this craving for sugar.
You can't make me give it up.
You can't make me give it up.
I'm not ready to give it up.
I'm not ready to give it up. I like sugar.
And I deeply love and respect myself.
And I deeply love and respect myself, or at least I want to.
Yes. And for whatever reason, I have this craving for sugar.
For whatever reason, I have this craving for sugar.
Whether known or unknown to me.
Whether known or unknown to me.
I love and respect myself.
I don't want to let it go. And you can't make me. I'm stamping my feet. And I love and respect myself anyway.
So I would do three rounds of that, and then you shake your hands out.
Okay.
And then we do a setup point.
Okay.
So we do a setup statement.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I may consider giving up sugar for my health.
This is back on the, still on the Karate Chop. Even though I may consider giving up sugar and fat for my health.
I love and respect myself.
I love and respect myself.
Giving up sugar is difficult and hard to do.
Giving up sugar is difficult and hard to do. I'm addicted to it.
It's my friend.
It's my friend, especially chocolate. See, I like to ad-lib.
That's great. And I honor and respect my feelings.
And I honor and respect my feelings about that.
This craving for sugar.
This craving for sugar. Are we still on the Karate Chop?
One more time.
Okay.
This craving for sugar is hard to let go.
This craving for sugar is hard to let go.
And I honor and respect my feelings.
And I honor and respect my feelings.
Okay, now we're going to go to the eyebrow point.
Okay.
And we could do something simple like the sugar addiction.
Okay. And I recommend people tap on both sides with all of your finger pads.
Right.
All right, so just a simple
and
on this,
then
the
outside of the eyes on both sides of the face.
Okay.
The sugar addiction.
The sugar addiction.
Under the eyes. It's hard to let it go.
It's hard to let it go.
Under the nose, do you do the nose and the chin together?
I do, uh-huh.
Yeah. I love my sugar.
I love my sugar.
It gives, and at the collarbone point, it gives me my morning high.
It gives me my morning high, and it tastes good.
Under the arms, this love of sugar.
My love of sugar.
Okay, on the liver point, this love of sugar.
This love of sugar.
And on the wrist points, this love of, this overwhelming love of sugar.
Overwhelming love and need and addiction to, and I gotta have it, sugar.
Top of the head, right on the sagittal suture, which is that line right in the middle of the head. This incredible, overwhelming need for sugar.
Incredible, overwhelming need for sugar.
Okay, back to the eyebrow point. I want to let it go.
I want to let it go.
Outside of the eyes. I want to let the sugar craving go.
I want to let the sugar craving go.
Under the eyes. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Under the nose and the chin. Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Collarbone. It does not serve my purpose for health.
It doesn't serve my purpose for good health.
Nice. Under the arms, this overwhelming craving for sugar.
This overwhelming craving for sugar and chocolate ice cream.
Liver point. I want to let it go.
I want to let it go.
Top of the head. This sugar craving. It's time to let it go.
This sugar craving, it's time to let it go. Did you do the wrist? Are we doing the wrist?
Oh, I'm sorry. Thanks for catching me.
You
oh,
know
my
why that's
my
important?
Teacher.
You know why that's important because, for this?
Because it's the heart center, and so when we're getting to the heart of the matter, it's definitely important to do.
Yeah, and that also is for anxieties, that wrist point, and cravings are driven by anxieties. Okay,
right.
Good. So now we've done all the points. Once you've done one, you don't need to go back and do the top of the head again. Okay,
uh-huh.
So now what?
And so what I do is when I ask a person, what is their level of intensity? How much do they really love sugar? Usually it's a 10, or some people jokingly say 50 at the beginning, but we keep it at 10. And so we do a couple, about 2 to 3 rounds of tapping. And so when I get them down to say 8 or less, then I move, and I'm doing a bundling baggage. I tend to do the bundle baggage technique with people because it works so well. And so then, what, and I'm saying the want statement, and then once I get them down to a level of 3, then I go to the choice statements. Mm-hmm. So for time purposes, I'm going to kind of speed things up, and we've talked about the negative. We've done a couple rounds on that, and then we do a couple rounds of I want. And so when the person's level of desire or their intensity on that issue, so in this case the love of sugar, once it's down to 3, then we can go to the choice statements. And we can go back to the setup point, which is at the pinky, the karate chop point, as you call it.
Mm-hmm. And this is how strong their craving is now for sugar. So it's gone from a 10 to like a 2 or 3, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And this actually happened last Friday with a new client. I only did it within like about 20 minutes, and I got her from, she was afraid to start a program with me because she didn't want to give up sugar, to I offered her a chocolate bar and she didn't even want it. So it can go pretty fast depending on the person.
Oh, yeah. We do this demonstration in front of our classroom. And using 10 minutes, people can completely get rid of a sugar craving. Doesn't mean they're never going to ever want it again. It means it eliminates the craving at the moment and allows them to have control of what they eat rather than be at the mercy of the craving. So you have to do it.
Absolutely.
Have the craving, not just once and then it's done.
And that's what I like about it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's what you like about it. What?
I liked what you said about that, because empowering people to get out of the victim role and to take responsibility for their health, that is one of the biggest passions I have, to allow themselves to take over. And so that's how this is so incredible, is to get past all the emotional baggage and to let it go and to take charge for themselves. It just frees up so much in their lives. And I've heard that time and time again. I know it's worked for me, and it works for the other people that I work with as well.
That's true. And I want to remind people that sometimes people say, I can't see what the emotional tie might be. You don't have to see that there's a tie. You don't need to figure out what it is. Sometimes people say, well, so I have a pain in my ankle. How do I figure out an emotional thing for that? It doesn't. You may not need to figure out why. You just tap on the emotional block that you might have. So emotional block for constipation, or the emotional tie-in with your need for sugar. So you can be general until something pops up for you. But sometimes people are allergic to, a lady that I know that was allergic to pistachios, didn't know why, and it turned out it was because she was involved in a traumatic accident when she was 7 years old, and she was eating pistachio ice cream at the time. She didn't consciously remember that, but her mother did, about the accident, and her body remembered it. But she didn't need to find that out in order to get rid of that emotional issue. So if you just start, if you've got a problem, a physical problem of some type, Valerie, tell me if this is true or not. There's some emotional connection there. Is that
always
correct? Yeah.
Yeah,
and it might
always.
Even shame about having the problem, but it could also be tied to a divorce or a loss, a betrayal, a death in the family, or something else that might have happened years ago that it's coming up that way. So, Valerie, because we're getting short of time, instead of doing that last round, I just want to encourage people to just tap and choose to let go of the additional craving for the sugar or fat or bad food in your body. And then I would do another round, Valerie, as you know, and you would too, asking or choosing to honor your health and to eat organic, healthy foods, to feed your body with the things that needs to be healthy, and make tap in a positive choice. Instead of eating this crappy food, I choose to eat healthy foods and honor my health. Take care of my child's mother or father.
Exactly. I know a lot of people come to me saying, oh, it's genetics and there's nothing I can do about it. Well, genetics may load the gun, but it's lifestyle and nutrition that pulls the trigger.
Oh, that's good. Say that again. I like that. Say it again.
I said, genetics may load the gun, but it's lifestyle and nutrition that pulls the trigger.
That is so true, and we are in charge of that trigger.
Absolutely. So if we clear environmental and emotional toxins, then we have a better chance of promoting our longevity and healthy aging, and who knows, we might even reach our potential of 120 years while remaining physically active and mentally alert.
I'm not sure I want to make it that long, but there are certain people that do that in other countries, you know, that live very healthy lives, and they're usually skinny and brown and wrinkled and happy, but they live long lives. Sally, just a few minutes we have left, I want you to address the how EFT studies show that that tapping actually can change the blood cells in our body and improve our immune system. How does that happen?
Because as we work with tapping, and I mean, it goes back to Emoto's work, a Japanese researcher, in that we're the body electric, and so we have the blood is full of health, and when you're tapping, for example, if you say something negative, you have a colleague who actually showed that you could change the blood cells to be all clumpy and clustered and not looking healthy. But whereas if you tap and you open up the meridians and you allow the flow and you're talking about positive, you're getting the negative out, then it showed a smooth flow, healthy blood cells on the screen itself. She actually did blood testing and showed how EFT can work on that. And that was fascinating to me. And if I had that machine, I'd probably use it more on people. But just knowing the physical relief that they get is enough. But yes, blood can actually flow better. The health to the cells improves because we're opening up those meridians. We're clearing out the negativity and the toxins that have been kind of closing things down for so long.
Yeah, that's pretty good research. Valerie's talking about Rebecca Marina and Dr. Patricia Fellini that did these experiments with blood tests where you could actually, under a dark field microscope, see blood clumping together when someone ingested something that they were sensitive to, or had eaten fatty foods, or were thinking a negative thought even, and their blood would behave in an abnormal way. Then they would tap, asking the body to let go of that negative energy or toxin, and the blood would be all sparkly and shiny and kind of happy. And it was amazing to see it happen, the actual moving blood cells under the microscope. I wish I had her website in front of me right now, but if whoever's listening to this will email me, I'll send that. Oh, you know, Valerie, we're running out of time, and I promised we'd take people's questions. I've been asking some of the questions that were emailed, but let me see if I have anybody with their hands up on my screen. Nobody's waving their hands, but if you guys have a quick question, be sure and call us at 760-683-2626, and we only have about 3 minutes left, so I'm not sure we'll be able to get a call in, but I did ask a lot of questions. So what else would you like to add, Valerie?
Well, a lot of people ask about, are they able to avoid cancer, or can they reverse health issues? And I have seen a variety of clients, even young children with ADD or autism spectrum disorder, and if someone develops a cancer, I've seen their healing go much faster if they have the nutritional foundation, and also working with the emotional. It seems to help them. I just have a recent success story with a cancer patient who had surgery, and she was being pushed to use chemo, and she chose not to and decided to work with me. We worked on the emotions that were some of the negative in her life. We did some EFT, and she was on products with me, and her lab tests came back normal. So at this point, she's cancer-free, and, of course, the work isn't done. She has a mouthful of silver filling, so
well,
I keep bugging her about getting them out.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. We just only have a few seconds left. I want to make sure you give your website and your email address for people to get. Could you do that real quickly?
Sure. My website will be up in a couple weeks, empoweredwomeninhealthandbalance.com, and you're welcome to email me with questions, vonhwc@yahoo.com, and it's on your website, Lindsay, so they can see it there.
Yeah, it's on my Pro-EFT website on the media page, and that's linked from my homepage, proeft.com, and it's also on the radio page. And we've got to wrap it up, Valerie. I'm sorry to rush you here at the last minute. Time just flew by. I want to thank you profusely for coming on the show. Encourage people to contact Valerie. She is a genius at this. She is so good. She does work by phone and, of course, in person. So go to my website if you didn't get that, all those initials with her email address. Valerie, we've got 10
seconds
left.
Thank you, Lindsay. I'm so blessed to have you in my life.
Thank you, Valerie. I love you. Thanks for coming on.
I love you, too.
Bye, everybody.
All right.